Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading The Bright Sun Will Bring It to Light. A journeyman tailor was traveling around and practicing his trade. However, at one time he could not find any work and became so poverty-stricken that he did not have a single farthing for food. Just at this point in his travels he met a Jew, who he thought probably had a lot of money with him. So he dismissed God from his heart, went straight toward the Jew, and said, "Give me your money, or I'll strike you dead." "Spare my life," said the Jew. "I don't have much money, just 8 farthings.
"You've got more money than that. Out with it," the tailor responded.
Then he used force and beat the Jew until he was nearly dead. Just as the Jew was on the point of death, he uttered his last words, "The bright sun will bring it to light." Upon saying this, he died. The tailor searched the man's pockets for money, but could not find anything more than the 8 farthings that the Jew had told him about. So he picked him up, carried him behind a bush, and continued on his travels, practicing his trade along the way. After he had been traveling a long time, he came to a city where he worked for a master tailor who had a beautiful daughter. He fell in love with her, married her, and they had a good and happy marriage. Sometime later, after they had already had 2 children, the father-in-law and the mother-in-law died, and the young couple had the house to themselves. One morning, as the man sat at the table in front of the window, his wife brought him some coffee. He poured it into a cup and was about to drink it when the sun shone upon the coffee and cast a reflection on the wall so that little rings flickered here and there. The tailor looked up and said, "Ah, yes, the sun wants very much to bring it to light, but it can't."
"Good gracious, my dear husband," said his wife. "What's that? What do you mean by that?"
"I can't tell you," he answered.
But she said, "If you really love me, you must tell me."
She spoke very sweetly, swore she would never tell a soul about it, and gave him no peace. So he told her how, many years ago, he had been traveling around in rags and without money, when he met a Jew and killed him. Then the Jew had said in his death throes, "The sun will bring it to light." Now the sun wanted to bring it to light and cast its reflection on the wall where it made rings, but it was not able to bring it to light. After telling her this, he implored her not to tell anyone, otherwise he would lose his life. She promised him not to tell, but after he sat down to work, she went to her neighbor and told her the story in confidence, making her promise not to tell a soul about it. Yet, after 3 days had passed, the whole city knew the story, and the tailor was brought before the court and convicted. So, after all, the bright sun did manage to bring it to light. The End. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the tales, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.